The word today is willing. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Parents know that it is easier to have our children do as we wish if they are willing. God also wants us to follow His will out of love for Him. One of the things God expects is for Christians to forgive those who sin against us. We need to remember how much God has forgiven us to be willing to forgive others. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Willing.
The New Testament, the Bible, talks about being transformed. That means changed dramatically. And as you come to Jesus Christ, you do find that your life changes a lot, and for the better. The way that it's described in the New Testament is that you're born again. You're living an entirely different life. And for many people that have become Christian, this is just an incredible thing. They never saw this. They never dreamed that their life would be so changed, so blessed. And it's really one of the most beautiful things about Christianity is how God can bring totally new things, beautiful things into our life because we have received Jesus Christ. I hope that if you're listening, you have had that experience. And if you're considering what Jesus is about, if you're not that familiar with the Bible, that you will start to read the Gospels, that you will start to look into it and find out what a joy it is to be a follower of Jesus. When we talk about being conformed, that is, changed to be like Jesus, we really are talking about a transformation. We have to go from being under the control of sin to being under the control of God's Spirit. And that doesn't mean we won't sin or make mistakes anymore. It just means that our predominant operating mode, our way of doing things day to day, will be guided through God's Word and the Holy Spirit as opposed to worldliness and evil impulses. We're going to spend a moment on the theme that as Christians, we then change from being resentful people, hateful people, angry people, people unwilling to forgive, to becoming individuals that, because of God's love for us and mercy toward us, we then become forgiving people, merciful people, as God has been toward us in Jesus Christ. And it's another one of those wonderful transformations that brings us peace and hope instead of living with resentment or anger toward other people. I'm going to focus for a second just on one particular line in the Lord's Prayer. This is found in Matthew chapter 6. And many times individuals go through the entire prayer, but I'm just going to isolate one particular part of it. In verse 12, it says, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." Now, the word can be translated various ways. Often it's translated sin, forgive us our sin as we forgive others who have sinned against us. Same kind of concept. In verse 14 and 15, Jesus says, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." The big outcome of this program today, I hope, is that you will make up your mind, that you will pray to have a more forgiving spirit toward other people. It is something that does not arise out of our sinfulness. It really has to be brought on by the Holy Spirit. And Christianity is at its core a story of forgiveness. God's forgiven us to us through Jesus Christ. And then how we take that mercy and kindness and forgiveness and share that with other people. There are directives on forgiveness in the scriptures. The first bedrock directive in regards to forgiveness is that as a Christian, we must always be willing to forgive others. And that's actually a really challenging, really difficult thing. For some of us, we grew up with harsh, abusive parents and maybe had major problems with a parent or a sibling. And maybe there was a boss at a job that mistreated you. And we have individuals in our lives that we might be tempted to hold hatred and resentment toward them. And I just like to have you put aside that for a moment and just focus on your relationship with God. Sometimes it's difficult for people that had an angry or abusive parent to think of God the Father as loving. And I don't want you to hold that against the Lord because you had a tough experience as a kid and maybe still have a bad relationship with a parent. Please don't hold that against God. In the New Testament, God is described as our loving Father. And there are parables such as the forgiving father. The parable is known as the prodigal son, but it's about a loving, forgiving father. And so as we take a look at this theme of forgiveness, the first principle is we have to be willing to forgive. Like Jesus from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And there's going to be a lot of times in life where a person is not yet at the point of repenting and asking for forgiveness. But here's the key. You still need to have a forgiving spirit. You don't want to harbor anger and resentment and hatred, because then that will sour your life. It will suppress your spirit. It will imprison you in that anger and hatred. You have to be willing to give forgiveness. And this is one of the difficult things that Jesus calls us to, because there's a temptation for us in our sinfulness to say, the heck with them. You know, I'm going to condemn them for what they did. I'll never forgive them. That goes against how God has shown us his mercy in Jesus Christ. So we really don't have a choice on this. If you want to be living in conformity with the gospel, with the word of God in Jesus Christ, you must have a spirit that is willing to forgive your enemies. And that's the first principle. Now, when it comes to whether you tell someone they're forgiven, that depends on whether they repent. If they are not repenting of their sin, you can still have a merciful attitude toward them, but you don't announce forgiveness until they repent. That's the distinction there in regards to forgiveness. We want to be like Jesus. We want to be like God. In verse 14 and 15, I think this is important that Jesus reinforces the importance of a forgiving spirit, because he says, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. It's important that we learn to express mercy as God shows mercy to us. In one real sense, if you withhold forgiveness and continue to hate on this person, you're becoming a murderer. You're mentally consigning them to hell. You're wishing judgment upon them. And that really is the opposite of the spirit, the attitude that a Christian is to have. And some of you might be tempted to say, yeah, but maybe you never experienced, Pastor, you're talking here in your radio station, and maybe you've never experienced someone killing your family member, or maybe you've never experienced someone burning down your home. And Jesus called his apostles to the worst things that could happen to a person. To follow Jesus meant pick up your cross. And that wasn't just a phrase. It meant you're going to suffer. It meant the world was going to hate you. Jesus even told his followers, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. And he also said, no servant is greater than his master. In other words, we have to expect that there could be some really, really nasty, tough things as a result of sin that are directed toward us, that we're going to be called on to have a willing spirit to forgive. It's very difficult. And I find this to be one of the most profound challenges of the Christian faith, because we're so tempted to just write off that individual, to condemn them, to, you know, wish them to go to hell. But that is not what Jesus calls us to. The transformation in us comes when we become a Christian and we really see our own sin. We see how God would be just in condemning us for what we have done and what we have thought, but that in his holy perfection, he still chooses to forgive us. And that's why we choose, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to forgive even people that have done horrible things to us or our family. This is really when we show the love of Jesus the most profoundly, is when we choose to forgive instead of hate other people. And it's hard. It's challenging. Now, here's the deal. Jesus doesn't call us to real easy things. To be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus, means it's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging at times. But think also of the reward. Think also of the gift that he gives us, forgiveness of our sins and our past, a resurrection of the body, a physical resurrection, and a new life with God in eternity, free from sin, free from sorrow. This is what he's called us to. So it's not too much to ask us to forgive as he has forgiven. Remember our many sins, remember our mistakes, to keep us humble. We have to show the love of Jesus. And I hope that you will take that challenge. If you're full of anger and resentment, you can be free from that by coming to the Lord Jesus and committing your life to him. And you can find it will be healing for you to get rid of the bitterness, the anger, disappointment, and rage. Be free of the chains of anger and resentment by forgiving as God forgives us.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.